Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Trade just yet. Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates.
This is the Dual Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adriana Soros.
Well, hello everyone. Round 20 is here. It's we're in the very, very pointy end of the season. We've got 8 weeks left in total. Plenty happening. Our squads are moving in the right direction. You had a good week last week. I had a okay week. Both saw green arrows. Can't complain. Both we didn't own Ravalawa, who was the king of the week. But if you want to be a king of your league, then make sure you jump onto Game Day Squad, Australia's best, newest fantasy footy platform for all your digital trading cards, buying, selling for real Australian money. And it's 100% free to play. So you'd be supporting the channel a lot by jumping into the link in the description. But Ado, my friend, overall, not too bad. You saw some green arrows.
Yeah, I mean, I was having a little bit of a look on the, I was living life and I wasn't watching all the games live. But because the Raiders won, I was like, it was a very Raiders win. You know, we just keep falling over the line. Let's just give our hearts a rest and just win one by like 30 points, mate. That was our record of the year, yeah. 10. But anyway, yeah, I just had a look at it. It doesn't look like I'm having a ripping round, you know, and then I was just happy to see the 1500 or whatever. I was just like, any green arrows is good at green arrows.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like last week was weird. I mean, I had 5 Sharks players and my captain played all on the first night. So I was like, when half your team plays and your captain plays, there's not a whole lot else to play for really. So it was one of those weeks where, look, everyone either VC'd or captain Nico. And when he went over for 90, we know Nico, we know that he upgrades. So when he got the 90 and was a free loot for a lot of people, it's a pretty easy trade-in. But you can't pick it. Ronaldo was the one that shit the bed this week and Katoa was the one that killed it.
I think, because I record a podcast every now and then of mine. I was just like, look, you know, last week, mate, it didn't work out for you, but against this shit bloody Tigers team, If it's not a sure thing for a couple of tries for Shione, you know, he's only 300.
Yeah, he's dead to rights.
Just have a punt. Yes, I was just saying to people, if you're not in the top 1,000, just have a throw at the stumps for some multiple tryers, you know. And it wasn't great for having Ronnie and not going with Shione Katoa. I should have taken my own advice. But, yeah, isn't that super coach?
Yeah, I mean,
I brought in Talakai, though, and he went well.
I mean, I feel like Sharks wingers, like, there's only 120 points to be able to be score between Ronaldo and Katoa. And it's never a 60-60 split. It's always 120. Like, you can't pick it. So, I feel bad for the people that brought in Ronaldo. A couple of people sold Katoa for Ronaldo. Like, I like going, like, if work gets quiet, I like going through and looking through some of the weird trades. I post them to my Twitter. I post a lot of the weird shit that people do. Like, one person has traded Nyco Hines to Toby Sexton this week. So, like, I like looking at stuff like that. And I saw that two people traded Ronaldo to Katoa. And I saw one person traded Katoa to Ronaldo. So it was sort of a battle of two bits. But there's been plenty of news around the league. Let's rip it off. The headline story. Nathan Cleary is back with a couple of asterisks. He's named in jersey number 24. We will talk about him more on this episode as we go because there's many flashbacks added to round 4 when a certain Sharks halfback came back from a hamstring injury and scored 180 in return game. We'll touch on Cleary at this episode as well. The Cheese is back, named on the bench for the Roosters. Matt Lodge signed a train and trial deal with the Manly Sea Eagles, which is weird. Appy Korosau is back a lot earlier than people thought with his broken jaw. A really, really big move, I think. If people are still owning Jacob Carraz, he has moved to the center this week with Blake Wilson going to the wing and starting. Looks like he's cemented his spot, and he's about 288K, so definitely worth a look. Jaden Sullivan has done his hamstring. Ryan Sutton, obviously, with his neck, but cleared of anything major. But we're actually pretty fortunate with injuries this week, so nothing too major. But look, I've decided to scrap the What We Learned segment this week because I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time talking on Nathan Cleary and what to do with him. What are you thinking? Because I was very much in the, Nico, I'm on Nico camp. I don't know if I'm feeling the same vibes with Cleary.
Yeah, I know, but you, like said, drink water is,
Yeah.
That's going to be averaging 40 points.
Hey, let's just forget about rounds 11 to 20, and let's just remember drink water rounds 10 before.
For me, it's like this week, you could tell after Katoa last week, you're like, you could fluke it. You may go over for tries. And that's the one, and Ronnie just had his worst game of the year. Well, that's the thing. You won't bring in Cleary this week, and you watch. You'll go and get a 200. He'll just be like, oh, I'm back. I'm going to be the chin. So I don't know. It's just so super coach that you don't get him.
Do you think he plays, first and foremost?
Why put him in there if he's not ready to go? They don't need the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, It's tough. I mean,
he's going to play.
Yeah, you confident on that?
Yeah.
Otherwise, just not name him.
If he's not ready to come back, because it's like a long term injury, so you can be like, oh, it wasn't this week. If he's coming back early and he's been named in on the bench, he's got to be nearly cherry ripe. So
yeah, I guess then play. Why
and not? And all these ballsy super coaches are just going to grab him and go, yeah, 200 for Cleary, the chin's back.
Are you going to be one of those ballsy super coaches? Are you looking to potentially pick him up this week? Has he crossed your mind?
Well, I went the old, put some money in the bank so you can upgrade Hughes to Cleary just in one trade because you've been a bit of a trading lunatic and I don't have enough money. So who am I going to sell?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think SJ shit in the bed last week has really sort of scared a lot of people and they're just trying to jump off. I mean, Cleary, he's still 850K. He had a pretty low score. His break even is 131 up against the Finns. In Penrith, so it's going to be a very scary watch for non-owners. Me personally, I'm going to let this one go through to the keeper. I would like to say my track record has been pretty good with halfback trades this year, but I am terrified. I'm absolutely terrified of not owning Cleary this week, but yeah, it is what it is. You've got to, at this point of the season, I think you've got to put a firm line in the sands. If you're not bringing him in maybe this week or next week, then really, are you bothering bringing him in at all? So I think you need to have that decision with yourself. Have a long, hard look in the mirror and work out if you're going to be bringing Cleary in because, for me, I feel like he hasn't been, he's been brilliant for Supercoach, but he hasn't been that, fantastically major ceiling player that we've seen sort of in years gone by. He had a 124 and a 158 and then a couple of 120s, which, they're nice, but they're not the 220 that we saw in 2021 and a couple of other monster scores he had last year. And I feel like there have been other halfbacks that are doing well. I mean, Nico is Nico. Moses has a pretty nice matchup this week. You picked Hughes up for a pod route. So it's not like halfbacks dead and buried where you have to jump on him. But obviously it's Nathan Cleary. I can definitely see the appeal in that. A couple of other things that we learnt from round 19. With Valens Tavade picked inside of Jermaine Asako, he is not good.
He's the Jermaine Asako that went to the Titans.
He is the Broncos Jermaine Asako.
Oh yeah, oof. Hang on to him just for those goal kicking. No, he's having a great year. Just Tuari is not the best passer or anything. Get the ball out to him. Get Brenko back, eh?
Yeah, I never thought we'd be saying getting Brenko back.
He's got a good pass on him, Brenko.
Obviously, you being a Raiders fan, you would have seen this a little bit. Just Matt Timoko, just in general. He's going through peaks and troughs, but when you can get those peaks, then gee, he was devastating.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He'll have those little nice things once in a while, but it's not your regular life, is it, with Timoko?
It is not.
It's okay, but
A couple of guys that aren't in the buy, hold, and sell list, but I do want to touch on them. One being Blake Wilson from the Bulldogs. He's 280K. He seems like a good downgrade option. Do you want to be having these sort of... Because you're not really going to be playing him at all. Is around 20 the time to be buying people to flip for cash?
Well, I mean, look, he's playable, isn't he, if you need to in a stretch? And he's not sort of like, oh, I'm not trying to do make money, really, but I'll make it instantly off him. So if I make like 300 off him and then I can get, take a lash at Cleary, you know, from Hughes. So if it gets you a really good move, don't look at it like it's a downgrade. Look at it,
it's probably going to take 3 or 4 weeks to get them to like really fatten up. And by that stage, it's around 25, 26, you'd be fucking scraping the barrel with trades by then.
Yeah, well, you just hold him there.
It'd be a, it's a similar.
I've still got bloody Willyarmy.
Now, boy, it's a similar point to Munro from the Chooks, who's been really, really good. He's played 2 games. Obviously, if this was 10 weeks ago, he'd be a must-have. I'm not going to use the term must-have now, but it's getting to a stage where in the season, we have to sort of look at our trades to player ratio and work out, are we going to be keeping these guys for the long haul? Do you want to be having a potential AE nightmare, or are you trying to thin your squad out as much as possible? Because remember, this is the last week that we do have 3 teams per bye, and we're going to be going back to the single teams next week from the season on end. So Munro's a guy where I'm curious to see how he performs with Cody back in the team on the left, and then Latrell's coming back next week as well. So does the ball just automatically go back down that left-hand side and Cody and Latrell and AJ become much more viable and Munro's left out in the cold? I feel like if we bring Munro in, you're asking for AE issues down the line if you don't have the trades to flip him on in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. Yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, if you make finances on some of those moves, that could be the price you're paying. You know, like it's not going to be a great own. It's not going to be a great cash move. It's going to cost you another trade or whatever. Sometimes you sacrifice.
Because
you get a nice piece, a premium piece, like a Tina or a, you know, or a Cleary.
I'd just much rather 200K enough than Munro, because one, he's not going to get a first price rise until next week because he does have the buy this week. And so you're coming into round 22 with one price rise. You may get 3 good price rises out of him, which would be the start of 22, 23, 24. So you're heading into the start of round 25 and you've got to probably move him on and you've got, what, 3 trades? And it's just not ideal. But yeah, I guess it comes down to if you've got 10 trades in the bank, then by all means go for it. Myself, I'm quite thin. But let's move into buy, hold, and sell. The first one, obviously, it was stressful for David Fifita as a non-owner. I thought after Origin 1, and he played about fucking 6 minutes, I was like, all right, cool, this is going to be what Fifita's like during the Origin period. Let's sell him and we'll pick him up, you know, after the Origin period. But since that game, he's just been back to his absolute best. I mean, if you don't own Fifita, it's a very fucking scary watch.
Yeah, well, that's right. He's having a rip snorter over here. And I had him, and I was just like, I'll see him on the bench and I'll play me mate Ben Murdoch Masilla. I'm holding Fifita. And so I haven't had the stress of getting him back in. And yeah, he's a weapon.
I do have that stress and I'm facing that dilemma. Thankfully, he plays the very last game of the round. I think it's 6 o'clock on the Sunday. So he's going to get the maximum time to back up. I guess the fear was when Holbrook was sacked that he'd be used kind of weird, but those fears have been spelled. Next one being Kalyn Ponga, the man from Newcastle, moved back to fullback and he just looks absolutely sensational. He is tearing teams apart. He is looking good. He's goal kicking again, which is a massive, massive plus for him. Fullback is looking pretty slim when it comes to the run home. You've got Drinkwater killing it, but apart from that, no other fullbacks have really been standing out apart from KP. But he does also have that really fucking handy jewel. So if you did want to have him in the 5/8 and run, you know, even more fullbacks, you do have that option. KP is just looking sensational.
Yeah, it's a pretty good matchup this week for him as well. So, yeah, I mean, look, if I can't get a Cleary, maybe I could afford a Ponga.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think
he's around with those pieces in there.
Well, you saw last week, he scored 180. So he's got that absolute like monster daddy score in him.
Yeah, he looks terrific. And once you start seeing him kick goals, you're just like, oh, yeah.
Someone that doesn't have a monster score in them, but is very, very consistent, is Cam Munster. Did have a poor game last game, but I think he's a guy that you want to have for the run home. If you're in a luxury position of not having to make trades, then you could probably just pick up a Cam Munster and just be safe knowing you've got the best 5'8 in the comp. In your Supercoach teams, a guy who will very rarely score below 60, and yeah, should only get better as the Storm head into the finals.
Yep.
Lovely. Harry Grant is another one. I think with Hooker being a wasteland, if you don't have him, just get him in. Yeah, he hasn't been braining it, so to speak. Like, he hasn't been absolutely ripping it up with monster scores, but he's still by far and away the best hooker for Supercoach. And
is he?
I think he. Who's better for Supercoach?
What's Harry averaging this year? Is he even the highest average?
He's the highest average. And it's not close. It's not close. No. He's still killing it.
He doesn't play hooker, does he?
You've got, obviously, Tino Fa'asu and Malawi as well. Obviously, dual position, front row forward, 2RF. I know some people are light on front row forwards this week, especially with Jack DeBellin and Joe Tarpany out. Then, yeah, absolutely, he's a guy that I think you need to be really targeting. It's very handy to have Fifita and Tino stacking your team.
It's expensive, though, Tino. He costs a fortune.
Yeah, you're paying 830K for a front row forward, and that's not ideal.
I don't know, but he's got a lot of Supercoach attributes in him this year.
Yes, absolutely. So they're the buyers. Moving into the sells, really, I've just got any non-keeper. I see guys like Buller, Preston, all these guys in that sort of top sell list, and yeah, I can get behind that. If you don't see these guys as keepers, I think it's time to move them on, really. And I've also got South's assets. Now, I sold Cody last week, controversially, playing Origin, not going to play this week, missing round 26 as well, which is your head-to-head grand finals. South's just don't look the same. I think they've won 2 games out of their last 8 or 9. Obviously, Latrell being out is absolutely massive for them. It shows you just how key he is to that side. He will be back next week. But, yeah, I guess anyone that's not Cody or AJ, I would be moving on. I mean, Keon Kalamatangi hasn't really set the world on fire since he's come back from injury. Campbell Graham's been a bit hit and miss. Cam Murray is, you know, not what he once was. Damien Cook is, you know, also on the decline. So I think South's assets, you just move them on entirely.
Well, if you want. Yeah, I mean, look, well, you can hold them. I just worked out a couple of combos. I'm like, well, if I can just hold AJ and sell someone I care about less, at least got a good matchup in there. You get Latrell back in there. So, yeah, well, I mean, if you've got to sell, sell. You know, that's all you got to do is you've got to look at your team and say, well, I don't like to sell that player because it stings, you know, but I can move all of these pieces on because I never plan on having them all the way to the end. So, yeah, if it's a player that's sell them.
I think it depends on how you structure your team.
Good year, AJ.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're someone that has plenty of depth, then yeah, maybe AJ is a hole because you can just rotate guys in for him and play him based off matchups. So yeah, I think it's definitely something to consider just based off team presence and overall how you've structured your team. For example, myself, I've got 22 playable options every week, so AJ is a guy I can bench, so I'm happy to hold him. However, if you're pretty thin, then you want to be maximizing the guns that you've got in your team. But let's move into the host recap from the week that just went by. I was nice. I had a 988. I was thinking somewhere around 1,000 would be par, just based off where I'm ranked, but still saw some green arrows with 988, so it took me from like 950 up to 843. So no, nothing major. I think I went up 900 spots, but trying to solidify that top 100 spots, top 1,000. However, you're on the big improve. You're up, you know, 1,500 spots, if I can speak.
Yeah, with my 997. I hate when you downdate from 1,000 and you go down in the 900s. But I went up on the ladder, so I'm going to just celebrate that. Yeah, but I'm going to probably just go and have a shit round next round and go back down to 11,000 because that's how my year's going. So, yeah, look, it's going in the right direction. Can you get angry at, like, green arrows? You can't.
No, you take it, especially in a buy round.
I just want to be the top 1,000, not where I am.
All right, we'll make a big, big run home. A couple of pods in there, we'll get you moving. But a couple of things that can get you up the leaderboard is a really good captain choice. First one, it's clear as day. It's Caelan Ponga up against the Tigers in Newcastle. First game of the round. If you have him, he's definitely worth a VC. Like, you've got to slap it on him.
Yeah, and he's looking sensational in fullback. So, have a tickle at him for a VC, I reckon.
As with the Cowboys duo of Valentine Holmes and Scott Drinkwater, both of those boys definitely deserving of a blue armband. I think as is Cam Munster as well. If you've got Cam Munster, he plays sort of midweek, which is nice. So you can get a good look at how your squad's going. Do you change your VC based off how your week's going? If you've had a slow start to the week, will you put your VC on someone with a higher ceiling?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I kind of look at, if I'm wanting to have someone who's got a huge ceiling and I'm feeling dangerous, that's where I do it, always in the VC point. So, like, I have a look at something who's got a ceiling on them. So that's why we like Ponga, I like to follow captains.
With like Cam Munster, he doesn't have the monster ceiling, but he's quite consistent. If you've got off to a really rough start on, say, a Thursday or Friday, will you change your VC from someone like Cam Munster to maybe a winger who has massive upside but low potential? Or will you just stick with your captain options regardless of how your week's happening?
Yeah, I'll just stay as is. Yeah, I think on what I decided at the start of the week.
Very, very hard to pass up Nico Hines for a captaincy shout, obviously. One of the best players in the game. Does play the Warriors, though, which is never an ideal matchup this year. The Warriors have been defensively okay. But I still think he's worth considering. Now, the Panthers game. Obviously, Nathan Cleary. But can we trust him? So if you're paying the nearly $900K for him, does he warrant a VC/C the same way that Nico Hines did all the way back in round 4? Or do you buy him and just sort of... Similar to what you did back in round 4, you bought Nico Hines but didn't want to put any kind of captaincy on him. What are you feeling with Cleary? Do you think he's an automatic vice-captain or captain if you buy him, or are you buying him but that's the only gamble that you'll take by not captaining him?
Look, he's a big daddy piece in Supercoach, so if I brought him in, I'm gonna have a punt on him. You know, so you really hurt people if he goes large.
I always think back to the NRL I always think back to the NRL physio, and the NRL physio, he's always preaching about hamstring injuries and how they're so high, they reoccur quite often. But then again, I disregarded that with Nathan Cleary, with Nico Hines. It's funny how you try and, like when you do podcasts, you try and be as neutral as possible and objective as possible, but there's that little thing in your mind. I was so all in on Nico Hines, like I captained him. But Nathan Cleary, I'm like, fuck, like I'm happy to sit back and hopefully watch it burn. So it's one of those really tough ones. Really, really tough. I think you have to consider the Parramatta boys in Moses and Gutho both for some captaincy shouts up against the Titans. And how can we get Big Dave Fifita as well? I think if you're paying nearly $900K for him, he's got to be worth a VC slash C option as well. They're the captain choices. Hopefully you can pick a good one and saw up the leaderboard. Let's move into the trades that the hosts are doing. Adrian, it's a very, very sad week at the Ramsey Rehabs. Jake Granville, he has been told his services are no longer required by the club, and he's been moved on. It's a very, very sad day. He's been a stalwart of the club. He's been a lot better than I thought. I brought him back in round 8 for the...
He's such a whisperer person to have in Supercoach, isn't he?
Hey, he's done well. When I've called upon him, when I've needed him, he's done well. So I can't complain. I'm also moving on Brian To'o. Now, I don't love this. I actually really dislike this, but it's the only way I can bring in the player that I'm looking at bringing in. I tried to sell Hemo Olakau'atu, but I'm 18K short, and I don't really have any sort of mid-price guys to move on. So To'o is the one that has to make way for David Fifita. Now, I'm going to be playing a man short this week. I don't have two front row forwards. I only have one. However, I only have 17 names that have been named, so we're going to get an AE regardless. And that AA will be Nick Meaney. So we're basically fielding a full squad 17, so I can happily bring in Fifita. I thought earlier in the week that I had to bring in Tino because I needed the front row cover, but then I realised that I can just take the AA, and the AA will be good in Nick Meaney. So we are bringing in Fifita. We're bringing him back a bit more expensive than what I wanted to. We're also pairing him up with Fa'alogo from the Storm, just a fullback centre wing enough that I can swap around. So Granville and To'o out for Fifita, and enough. your trades are less exciting because they're non-existent. Well,
that's what I was expecting Josh to be like, hey, I've max traded and I've used all my boosts. I'm just going to have to hold this week. I'm going to be common sense because
no,
I'm just so addicted to trading. I don't have a problem there.
No,
sir.
So I have...
Josh is like, I need to trade, max trade. Give me three trades.
I have three trades left from round 21 onwards. However, my squad is quite deep. I've got, I mean, hell, even this week. So some names I've got on the bench this week. Like I said, my worst player this week will be Alex Johnson or AJ, Alex Johnson or sorry, no, he's on the bye. My worst players this week will be Nick Meaney or like Will Kennedy. So it shows you that where my squad's at this week. So that's pretty good. But I've got guys like AJ, Corey Horsburgh, Payne Haas, and Joe Tarpany on the bench this week. So I've got, you know, five.
You just want to hope, yeah, you don't want anything to go kaboom.
Oh, like I said, I can cover for one or two injuries, one or two suspensions. That's fine. I've got five options on the bench. It's just if shit hits the fan and fucking eight players get COVID and one gets a HIA and Sean Johnson has a baby and fucking Tohu Harris goes and looks after the wife and everyone's fucked in my team. That's where it really gets squeaky bum time. I want to keep two trades aside for round 27 because we know coaches are just going to mass rest everyone. Although for you head-to-head players, that doesn't matter because your season ends in round 26. But for guys like myself and Ado, who we are trying to get the best rank possible, we need to maximize trades in round 27. So effectively, Ado, I have one trade and 62 grand in the bank between now and round 26, which is fucking scary. But I am.
I can tell you what creek you're up without a paddle, if you like.
Normally I would be scared, but the fact
that... such a deep team.
It's the only time I'm deep in anything. So, happy with that. But yeah, you're not making any trades this week?
No, like, because I bring in the people and they suck ass. So I just... You know, whatever I do is going to be wrong. So I'm just going to do nothing, and that must be right.
Hopefully.
That's how it works, doesn't it?
Hopefully. Pretty trade.
Look, honestly, if you're going to be brash with your trades early season, you got to just take a couple of tough rounds. Maybe skip a couple of great players that you wanted to bring in. You got to change your plan because you just didn't. Because you just kept saying, "I'm going to show some restraint. I'll save one up there." I reckon you've traded it. Is that max trading?
No. I haven't max traded. Like I've had a couple off, but. Like I said, I think we'll play it by ear. I mean, fuck, what's the worst game? We have a shit rank and some people abuse us on Twitter. It is what it is.
Well, I mean, look, you're in a great rank, so you just play, might as well just play it safe. Don't get too cute. Don't leave yourself short.
No, but I need Fafita though. Like, don't play too cute. I get that, but fuck, I need Fafita. Like, that's just as simple as that.
Yeah, go on then.
Anyway, we'll play it by ear. You'll be laughing at me come around 25 and when I'm probably down.
I know, I just like looking forward to talking to you and you're like, fucking hell.
Why did I trade?
That idiot back there in round 20.
Why did I buy Jake Granville? Why did I buy fucking seven Bulldogs players?
Why did I buy Jake Granville? Oh.
Hey, to be fair, I remember when I bought him, I did like a side-by-side comparison of him and Sonny Luke and everyone was like, nah, you got to get Sonny Luke. And like, let's be honest, Jake Granville's been better than Sonny Luke. So I'll take the W.
Just like looking at plays for this week. I'm like, you got to have a Zarco. I mean, you know, I'm so scared of him. He's having such a great year.
He did nothing.
I'm like watching the game and I'm just like, you're a fucking idiot, Adrian. Like, you know, why'd you get him? You should have got this bloke. You're just so stupid. Why'd you get him?
Yes.
And I probably, if I was going to do a trade this week, it'd be him. He's out.
Yeah. No, that's fair. let's move on to tips to finish the week. I tipped the round this week. It wasn't very hard. I tipped five from five. So that is nice. I can say that I tipped a round, which is cool. We tipped the Bulldogs. You also tipped the Bulldogs, I saw, against Souths.
What'd you say?
I said you tipped the Bulldogs last week against Souths.
Yeah, I told you. If they can't beat the bloody... With all half their team out...
They're fucked.
It's time to get serious, Dogs. I mean, we don't want Dogs of War. We want Dogs... You're playing against the Reggies. Not even the Reggies. It's just... Below, you got to win this one.
One thing I was happy with, and not only did I tip the round, but you know how you have to put the margin in for the first game of the round? I tipped the Sharks by 24, so I not only got all five right, but I got the exact margin. So,
I mean, look, I am happy for you to succeed.
Thank
but,
you.
Yeah,
you're still
kissed on the friggin' dick this year. Like, oh, where would you do the VC on?
When I got Garrick for like his 170.
I'm like, I was like, why'd you do it? And you're like,
I had no one else. I literally had no one else. I was fucked. It was the week when Cody was ruled out with his quad. And I was like, well, I got no one else to VC. We'll just chuck it on Garrick.
I see him doing these moves and I'm like, he's absolutely off his rocker, some of this shit. And then it's like, oh, look, Josh, I outscored you last week. And I know, did I?
Yeah. By like 10 points. Yeah, you did.
By 10 points. So all these other weeks, I'm like, fuck, he does some silly shit. And I'm like, oh, I've got a worse score than him.
What's the saying? People ask you, is Supercoach luck or skill? Probably a bit of both.
Like, look, you can have the skillful years if you get a bit of luck and you just run the race really well. But just sometimes, like, I mean, Gutho going in the Origin because Fitlet's fucked it up and it ruined. I was holding Gutho. I had a piece in there. Now I was one down.
Yeah, I have had some pretty good trades this year.
I've been just hovering over delete team, I tell you.
Yeah, a couple of good trades do make or break it. Obviously,
if I get a really big green red arrow, I'm going
to
do it.
Just done. No podcast next week. I'll just do it with a blank screen next to me.
I'll take votes on Insta, and everyone can tell me who to captain.
You're right, though. I mean, it does come down to a few trades. I mean, obviously highlighted by Nico in round four, that was nice. Buying Gutho the week that Brown was suspended, and then he killed it was nice. What are some other ones? I've had a couple other ones. I've also had some stinkers. I mean, I started with Ryan Sutton. I started with Brandon Smith. I started with fucking...
I mean, you look like...
Tanner Boyd.
Jeez, I'm a Dogs fan. You're like Max King.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Everyone. Karaz.
Reed Marnie, Max Flanagan. King, Ryan Sutton, TPJ,
Preston. I know you love Flanagan.
Preston, Karaz. Fuck, I've had some dogs.
But you're like, look how dog supportive my team looks.
Yeah, bro. I'm hectic and they're terrible. Let's move into some tips and we'll let you get on your way. First game is the Knights up against the Tigers. I'm going to take the Knights against the Tigers.
It's going to be KP for a 250 here.
250 with the captaincy or just in general?
Kicking goals now as well. He's just looking sensational in fullback and give him the trophy.
Bulldogs up against the Broncos. No Payne Haas, no Reece Walsh in Sydney. I still think I'm leaning towards the Broncos here.
Yeah, I think the Broncos are going to get him done. I don't expect that the Bulldogs are going to do good stuff 2 weeks in a row.
Josh Reynolds retiring midweek.
Well, pick him in the 17 then.
Yeah.
You might get a little bit of a lift from him.
Maybe.
But silly move. Rookie move.
They got the sex man now. They got the sex man. Man. Manly,
I'll put my hand up for next coach.
Manly up against the Cowboys in Manly.
Yeah, I don't love Manly actually with no Turbo. I mean, DCE steps up though, doesn't he? Yeah, it's pretty serviceable in fullback. All right, I'm going to tip the Seagulls then. I took myself into it just now.
I'll tip the Cowboys. Roosters up against the Storm. I'm going to take the Storm in this one.
Yeah, I'll take the Storm.
The Warriors up against the Sharks in New Zealand. I think Sean Johnson will play either way because they are in New Zealand, whether he has the kit or not. But this is going to be a really good game, I think. Probably the game of the round, the Sharks versus the Warriors. I mean, the Sharks fold up against any bit of pressure, so I'm going to take the Bulldogs. I'm going to take the Warriors.
Yeah, well, that's right. If they, if the Warriors repel them for a little while, the Sharks will go into their shell. And if there's a little bit of rain or something, you know, I think they're pretty gritty, the New Zealand side. But yeah, I agree. I think it'll be match of the round. I'm going to probably go the Sharks because honestly, they're going to just start logging, get some wins. You know, looking a bit, they look good. It's going to fire up.
Yes. The Dolphins up against Penrith. I'm going to take Penrith up against the Finns. Yeah. Nice. Are you also taking Penrith?
Oh, you know, I think I'll go Penrith. Yeah, I'll switch it. I'll go Penrith.
What, were you on the Finns? Fucking hell.
I wasn't.
Parramatta up against the Titans to the last game of the round. I'm going to take the Eels.
Yeah, I'll go the Eels too. Sorry, I'm so sketchy today. I've done me back in really badly. I'm on these bloody
On the painkillers.
Yeah, well, I'm on the painkillers, mate, because I'm a cripple.
The painkillers, also known as yeast lager, as you can see.
Because I don't even have back problems. I've only done me back twice, but my girlfriend, she gets like chronic back things, and I'm always like, come on, toughen up.
You keep throwing
it. A little bit of sore back.
You keep throwing it out, mate.
Get a hot water bottle on you, and you'll be right. But when I get a back thing, I'm like, fuck it, I don't want to treat you like that. How can I treat you that bad? Because backs are fucked. I don't know. How did I not know that your back does a lot of work? So, yeah.
Car crash podcasting this week, but we wouldn't have it any other way.
It's absolutely sensational. What are you talking about? Stop talking down to yourself, Josh. You're in the top 1,000, mate.
Oh, yeah, because Supercoach rank is as we know.
Maybe I could actually have a really great finish to this year if I just stopped this lunatic trading.
As we know, based off all Twitter commentary, Supercoach rank is the be-all and end-all of your life. And if you have a shit Supercoach rank, you're just a shit person, obviously.
Well, obviously. If you win some cashies, it's pretty nice if you have a shit year. And also, I like eliminating people who I fucking hate.
I'll never forget last year. I lost the semi-final because Jamal Fogarty scored like 160 points.
You're like, far.
Yeah, I was like, I was with you.
Result me sometimes, like, oh, you know.
Lovely. No, look, thanks very much for your time, mate. Hopefully your back is better. Hopefully that Supercoach rank is on the improve. I've been Yesia Whisperer, joined, as always, by SCA Dronosaurus. Sponsored by Game Day Squad, the best in the platform for fantasy footy. Get around it. Free to play, free to join, and you're helping the
love
channel.
You. Love you all.
Love you all. Farewell. Goodbye. Have a good one. Ciao.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.